Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Meg Williams, Saberline with you. 844-RADIO-US. 844-RADIO-US. Okay, so we had Prime Day, which actually was postponed because it was postponed a couple months ago. They postponed it because of COVID. And we just had it Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah.
And despite Prime Day being over, other companies, of course, jumped on the bandwagon and had their own sales. And now they're taking those toward Christmas.
You know, this was supposed to be their biggest Prime Day ever. I mean, they really got on board with it, and they got a lot of business out of it.
Yeah. One of the things I don't like about Prime Day is whenever I need something, I go, ooh, Prime Day, I'm going to go check. They never have what I want on sale.
Oh, yeah?
I was looking for a food processor. It's like, oh, you have a little mini food processors for sale, and you have, there's actually food processors that make baby food.
Oh, where are you looking?
I was looking all over.
No, I'll tell you what.
They had what I wanted, but it was like $150 up to $399.
If you're still looking for stuff, ET Online, they've got a great article over on there, and they list item after item after item on what you can buy. Article is, let me go over to the top. Where is it? No, I went to the bottom. But Prime Day 2020 is over. Here are the best 184 deals you can still shop today. ET Online staff. So it was published the 16th. I can't tell if that was, what is today?
15th,
16th, 17th?
16th, I think. 17th.
Today's the 17th.
Okay.
So, yeah, go check it out. But a lot of the products they've got out there right now, they still have, if you're looking for TVs, again, this article showing a lot of TVs that are available out there. Sony 65-inch 4K Ultra HD LED TV for $670 with a coupon. Originally $698, so I'm not sure that the savings is all that great there on that one, but what else they got? Insignia. Oh, save $100 if you get the 50-inch 4K Fire TV edition for $250.
Yeah, we talked about that last week, and supposedly that thing was a hot item.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. It's actually a pretty good deal there. They've got a mini projector. Now, I need to look at that one because, frankly, that one's they're selling it for $60.40, and it was originally $90. But if you could have a nice little projector, take it around and just, you know, kind of keep it. It might not be something that you want to always use every day, but if you've got it handy, then not bad.
Yeah.
And especially for only $60, I kind of like the price there. They've got other things in there. Like they did have, where is the Mac? I know I saw the Mac somewhere, the MacBook. Okay. Apple 2020 MacBook Air. That's not, oh, here's the one I wanted. Apple MacBook Pro, 16-inch for $2,079, originally $2,399. Now, I was looking at that, so of course I had to click on it and go on up just to see all the details about it. Well, it's an i7 processor with 512 gig of storage. Not meg, sorry.
There you go.
One of the things on there, though, if you look at the features on there, you can actually select, instead of i7, you can select an i9 processor. So if you want the latest and greatest, you're saving $300 on the i7 processor, and I'm pretty sure it's the same amount. Yep. Oh, no, $350 if you buy the i9. But they're also bumping you up to a 1 terabyte drive. So you're saving $350, and that one's normally $27.99. It goes down to $24.49. So not a bad price there if you're looking for something new. Now, one of the things about Cyberline listeners, one thing that we do, at least last computer I bought from Apple, and it was a long time ago, I'll probably end up buying one again soon enough. But I haven't had the need to yet. But I like buying refurbs.
Yeah.
The refurbished Apple does a fantastic job of putting refurbished products on their website.
My iPad Pro is a refurb. I got a 90-day warranty with it, and I didn't pick up the option for the extended warranty through SquareTrade. But you know, I've had this thing since 2017. It's doing just fine.
Right. Well, keep them in mind. Yeah, always keep them in mind out there, because the refurbished, they're so good. They come in boxes that it looks like it's brand new. When I got mine years back, it looked like it was brand new, and I saved several, like $400 when I bought it.
I wonder if it comes with a charger.
You know, since you're mentioning that about the chargers and Apple not putting them in there, I kind of agree to this point. The thing about the chargers they put in these things is they're not fast chargers. So
they're crap chargers.
Yeah, well, yeah, they're very low power. They're not going to just speed you through charging your phone, and that's what you want nowadays.
And that's kind of where I wonder about competition, because one of the other things they said in this thing is with the headset and the chargers gone, the box is smaller. Uh-huh. So that's, you know, better sustainability, because they're not having to build all these bigger boxes. But then I can go get a Samsung, you know, and then here I'm sitting looking at my A71.
Right.
And it came with a fast charger in the box. Didn't come with headsets, but it came with a fast charger. And yeah. I can use that with my Cosmo. My Cosmo came with a fast charger too. So now I have two fast chargers. And I'm like, well, if they're not going to give you a fast charger, or even a charger, that might be a selling point to your phones. Like, hey, look, we put a fast charger in, and we can do it that way versus the other.
Right. No, I'll tell you, and that going the other direction on there with the, you know, the earbuds that they put in there. You know, how many of you actually, you know, do you do Bluetooth or do you do
wired?
Well,
that was the other thing they pointed that out. You know, there's all those buds out there.
Uh-huh.
And plus they've taken away the headphone jack.
Yeah.
Yeah, get an adapter. I will do that. Speaking of Prime stuff, I forgot to tell you, the Cosmo Communicator, I think, is still available. Okay. And they did a thing Prime-like, too. There's a code where you can order the Cosmo Communicator, the Gemini notepad, and everything that they have at 40% off. And accessories, there's a separate code for 20% off. So I already got the Communicator, and I thought, you know, I've been looking at the accessories, but they're kind of a bit high. And I'm like, okay, so I got 20% off. So I went and bought the cable that does the HDMI adapter.
Uh-huh.
We can plug it up and go from the USB-C on the Cosmo and actually hook it up to a television or a HDMI monitor. And then I got the USB hub that plugs into the side of it. It's like a 4-port. And even though it's free, you can pay extra and get the software on a chip, and you can download it manually. And that's the update that they have to where it puts Debian Linux on it and allows you to dual boot. So you could be in Android 10 and hit a button, and now you're in Linux.
You know, you talk about that, and when you mentioned it, it's like first thing that's going into my head is it on Amazon?
Yeah.
So I typed in Cosmo Communicator. They don't have that one on there, but they do have something that looked pretty darn similar. What do you think of this one compared to yours?
Let's see. Micro PC, 6-inch handheld industry laptop, Windows 10. Yeah. I have a Nextbook that does the same thing with Windows 10.
Uh-huh.
And
8 gigs of RAM, 128 gigabyte ROM. Ooh, that's good.
So not bad. And then
how
the
much
price.
They wanting for it?
It says $474.
So under $500, you got a 2-in-1 running Windows 10. Yeah,
$474.95. So
not bad.
Yeah. I mean, the price is good, and I just love being able to go over there and just type something in real quick while you're waxing eloquent on these cool.
So I'm waxing eloquently.
Yes, you
you're
are.
Able to type in. Yeah, and I haven't used my communicator to its fullest extent because I've been busy with other things. But for what it does and what I've used it for and what I've set it up for, I can't complain. And, of course, I showed my eldest niece, because she has Samsung. I said, this is what I used to use, and here it is updated. And she's like, what's that? How do you use it? And, you know, folded it out, and there's a keyboard. And they went, why?
Yeah, you want to freak a kid out, show them a rotary dial phone.
Oh, she's seen a rotary dial phone.
Ah, okay.
She lived on the farm, so she's seen a rotary dial phone. All right. Maybe not one on a hook, you know, on the wall. Or, you know, with a crank, go, hello, Sarah? Sarah, yeah, get me Sheriff Taylor, Sarah.
Sure.
Not going to happen. But, well, anyway. I was really impressed with it. And she's like, eh.
Right.
I'm run circles around your Samsung either way.
Well, you know, you look at that, and then you look at these old console TVs that, just talking about upgraded things. But, what were we talking about before
we were talking about Prime.
So thank you. Getting back over to Prime because I
dance back to where we were.
Yes. What were the other items out there? Oh, they do have a lot of face masks you can buy over there. So those are $26 for that's the N95 mask. Pack of 50 for $7.77. That's not bad.
No, not bad at all.
Kitchen products, home improvement products. And, you know, speaking of products, I went and got this this week, the Aladdin Connect, and it's for my garage. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not sure I'm going to put it in. I'm debating it on whether or not I like it or not because I bought it, and then I started finding out a few things about these things. And
yeah, they got you money, didn't they?
Well, I've got my receipt. I can return it. And I've kept it boxed. Home Depot.
Okay.
So I went and bought it there. And the thing I'm not sure I like about this thing is the way they work is it Wi-Fi enables my garage door. Garage door works fine. You know, everything's great. But I wanted to way I could use the app or make sure the garage door is closed.
Right.
And that's what this does. And I do like that aspect of it. But what I don't like is since I can open and close the garage door remotely, part of the thing is this light and this chime. And it's kind of an annoying chime based on what I was hearing on YouTube videos. You've got to put this light and chime on there to where whenever it's closed via the app, all of a sudden it's going to light up and it's going to, bing, bing. You know, to me, I thought it was kind of annoying. What I'd really rather have, if I can find it, I'd rather have one that talks. Garage door is closing. Garage door is opening. Something like that. And then I'm like much happier. I don't want this thing to buzz. It's like so old school to do something like that.
Should be like in Star Trek 3 Search for Spock. Space doors are closing.
Yes.
Space doors are opening.
With their voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want those. But in this day and age, you know, our smoke detectors. I've got two batches. I don't have them at my house yet, but I'm thinking about getting them because they're $120 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
So they're pricey if you get these Google Nest smoke detectors. But what's cool about them is when you put one up and then you put a second one up and a third one up, they're wired together.
Yeah.
They actually coordinate. So if you're in the back bedroom and you've got one in there and you've got one in the kitchen, and something starts burning in the kitchen, it will go off. It's connected to the back bedroom. The back bedroom will go off and tell you fire or carbon monoxide or smoke or whatever detected in kitchen. And I'm like going, that's a pretty good feature. And the biggest thing, that's the toughest thing about it, is the getting over the $120 a piece price when you can buy these smoke detectors for 15 bucks.
I went out and bought a Schlage programmable door lock, where it has the keypad on it and everything. And that set me back, I think it was $200. But what I like about it is it's Bluetooth. You put an app on either the phone or the tablet, and you can go in and change codes. You can see who's been in and who's been out and everything. But you can also remotely control it over the internet. But here's the catch. You have to buy a box, like it looks almost like a Wi-Fi extender, and you have to plug it in. You have to be within so many feet of the door. And basically what that does is connects you to the Wi-Fi router, and then you set it up to be able to get in, and then it talks to it, in turn talks to the door, and run that way. But it's like an $80 box.
Right.
And as much as I would love to be able to control the door from the outside, I'm kind of like, can I really justify $80 for this box? Now, if it was under $50, oh, man, I'd be all over it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just paid $200-something for the lock itself.
And it didn't include it?
Mm-mm.
It's That's kind of a surprise.
Yeah, it's an accessory you got to buy extra, and it runs about $80.
Huh.
So I'm like, well, I don't really need it that much, and eventually it's probably going to go with the door when the house sells, so it ain't my problem.
Right. So
if you want to control it from anywhere around the world, new owner, you go buy the box.
Well, I mean, the only thing I'll go with that is you've got this wonderful lock that you can't use the way to its full features. Granted, I just go buy the unit. Because it's great. Sometimes it really depends on how you use the technology and if the technology benefits you. So if it's not going to benefit you, I get it. You don't need to go spend the money on it. But if you're going to let people in, or if you need to make sure it's locked remotely, sometimes if you're OCD, you know, I can't tell you how many times I turn around to go check that stupid garage door that I closed it when I left.
Yep.
And just too many times. I'd love to be able to look at my app and see, oh, it's closed.
There you go. All right, we come back. We're going to tell you about the platonic porn prince retires. We'll be right back. All right, Mick Williams, CyberLine with you. Don't have time to tell you the numbers, the last thing here. Okay, so funny little thing happened. I was telling you about the platonic porn prince retires, and you're probably thinking, what's that about? You can go out and look at these. They're hilarious. And, it's going to be Pornhub. And, yeah, you're going to get some pop-ups. But you know what? You don't have to go look at the porn. You can look at this. So what happened was, you know all of the stuff that happens in porn, the typical scenarios that they have in porn stories, like the pizza guy comes to the door and there's a woman there, drags him in and seduces him and things like that, and all the other typical porn things. Well, there's a comedian. His name's Ryan Creamer, and he decided, well, you know what? I'm going to be the anti-porn. I'm going to do wholesome porn. And so he started this thing. He goes out and gets an account on Pornhub, and shocked at how easy it is to set up and everything, and he starts doing wholesome porn. So one of the first ones was a point of view angle where he's tucking a woman in to bed, kisses her on the forehead and says, good night, walks off, turns the light off, and leaves.
Okay.
And there's several of them that are really funny, and one of them is the typical scenario about the pizza guy. And it says, I deliver you a pizza and then leave. And you click it on, and he rings the doorbell, and you can see there's this woman wearing a negligee that's, you know, you see her from the back, so you know what the premise is. And he goes, hi, I'm here to deliver your pizza. And he's got a pizza box, and he opens it up and says, as you can see, there's the pizza. And all it is a regular plate with a big slice of pepperoni pizza on it, like a pan pizza. Shuts the box, hands it to her, and goes, well, there you go. Have a nice day, and walks off. And she's looking there dumbfounded. And then there's this one where his time, he did like 84 of these. And so now after doing 84, he's decided, well, I'm going to retire from this and move on. And so there's a picture of him on Pornhub holding a $20 bill upside down. Well, you know, in porn, there's a euphemism called the money shot, right? I'm not going to go into detail, but those of you know what it is. But here's a picture of Ryan Creamer holding a $20 bill upside down. And he says Today, 2 years to the day from when I started it, I'm ending my Pornhub career, and therefore, here is my money shot.
There you go.
And that's where he left it. And there's this, as he got more popular with this, porn actresses wanted to do stuff with him. So there's this one where there's this Czech woman, she's a porn actress, and they're just laying in the grass looking at clouds. And says, I love looking at clouds with you. And they're like, oh, there's a bunny. Oh, there's a ducky. And they're snuggling and everything. But the funniest one is, I clean the casting couch. And it's this room in an office, huge black couch, 3-seat cushions. And he runs in real quick. And he gets a thing of Clorox wipes and starts wiping it all down. Mm-hmm. And then stands there on one knee with the Clorox in his hands and the big smile and goes, done. And it ends. But they're hilarious. They make fun of porn in all the different little scenarios that you're always used to seeing. He does these, and he never strips. He's never naked. Nobody's naked, and they're just freaking hilarious.
Uh-huh.
And the other one was he actually did an April Fool's one. It says, well, I've broken down. I'm finally going to do it. And everybody started coming in, and there's a bed, and it's all, you know, ready to go. And he walks in, and it's the other thing, too. He wears a sweater, a shirt, and a tie. Think of Mr. Rogers doing wholesome porn. That's basically what Ryan looks like when he does these.
Okay.
And so he comes in dressed like that, and he sits in the bed. He has his hands folded, a big smile on his face, and he's, like, sighing, and he goes, ah, screw it, I'm just kidding. And he walks off, and the whole thing goes dark.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, after 2 years and 84 episodes of this, he's decided to hang up his hat, and he's going to go do other stuff that he's wanting to do of comedy and things and kind of move on. He said it was a great project. He enjoyed it. People loved it. A little hard to do kind of because, like, hey, I'm going to Pornhub to go watch a guy do comedy about porn, you know, and you can't, like, go there very easily on your work computer and stuff like that.
Right.
And then your wife's probably going, why are you always a Pornhub all the time? Because this guy is hilarious. So women everywhere, don't feel bad because Ryan Creamer is actually retiring. And on top of that, even if you go look at the stuff, it's fantastic.
The Platonic Prince retires.
That's right. So with that said, we're kind of retiring too. Well, till next week anyway. So we'll be out of here and we will see you next week. And until then, in the great words of the immortal Orson Welles, we remain, as always, obediently yours. Good night.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.